Hello.
Good morning, Weil.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Is this Weil?
Yes.
Hey, this is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke last week. Do you recall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Were you able to find that link and able to get your credit card squared away? I just wanted to follow up with that.
Oh, yeah. The call me, and then I split everything with them. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Excellent. I just wanted to make sure. I was looking through my notes, and I saw that we had spoken about a week ago, and I just wanted to make sure about that. So everything's all set up with you? You're all good to go?
Yeah, I'm good, and thank you. Appreciate that. Nope. Thank you very much.
No problem. Hey, were you still looking to bring on? You mentioned you're looking to bring on like about 10 limos. So the last time we spoke, is that still something that's in the cards?
Actually, I'm staying on the progress to get it, but I'm trying to get in the loan to see what's the best interest I can get.
Okay. Yeah.
This company who to the power, they offer me 1.9.
1.9, really?
No, yeah, and no, I'm sorry, 2.9 interest on the loans, you know, because that mass factory who built it, they give a loan for it, but you know, I'm trying to get money in cash. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you can go to the auction and grab what you need, right?
Right, yeah, like a loan, so I can grab the best I can, but also I'm a little bit worried about the interest rate.
Gotcha. I understand. You know, when it gets closer to that time to, picking up those vehicles, we'd love to see if we could throw our hat in the ring and maybe get you some of the better rates out there. I feel pretty confident about that, that we could probably do that.
What's your rates on this cars?
What's that?
What's your rates on the cash?
On the cash, we have two different programs. We could do the equipment finance program, which is a 2 to 5 year loan, which the rates start right around 4%, which is, you know, it does not compete with that 2.9. And then we have working capital, where we can just give you a larger amount of cash, it's a shorter term loan, but then you could just pick up your vehicles and pay them off in a short amount of time. Instead of like a 5 year loan, it'd be more along the lines of 18 to 24 months.
18 to 24 months.
Yeah. So pay that off and then move on to your next project, basically.
But in that case, the interest will be higher.
Yeah, because this loan is unsecured cash, so it's a little more risky for us. So the interest will be a little bit higher than our equipment financing.
It's like a loan shark loans.
Oh, not necessarily that. A lot of businesses I speak with, they're just banks aren't lending like they used to, and if they are lending money, it takes months, half a year to get something out of them. So we do it at an expedited rate. We take more of the risk because it's unsecured. So it has to be the interest has to be higher. That's the only way it makes sense for us.
How high?
Well, with the working capital, if everything looks good on paper, it could be about 8 to 10, start about 8 to 10 cents on the dollar, and it could go up from there.
8 to 10 cents a dollar.
On the dollar, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're looking about, isn't it?
What's that?
10%, isn't it?
Yeah, if you were to look at it through the course of a 2 year loan, then it'd actually be about 5%.
2 year loan, 5%.
If we were to do the 10 cents on the dollar, because it's more of a cost of the loan than an actual annual percentage rate, where it's compounding daily. With our loan, it's here's the amount you're borrowing. This is what you pay back. This is what you're paying back weekly or monthly. So you know what the numbers are every time you pay back loan. There's no mystery in the compounding of the interest and all that good stuff.
Okay, and $200,000, what's the payback?
You could be looking at paying back $220,000.
Okay, but now what I'm on the next question is, which is I could I could go with that. But now, let me ask you this. If I take it for 2 years and then I come after 6 months, I say, hey, listen, guys, how much I owe you? And I put the money, I give you the money back, like, if I turn the money back in 6 or 8 months.
Yeah, there's a, I think there's a 5% discount. Four to 5% discount of what's left over would be discounted off of from the early payback.
Okay, so it did not matter when I pay it, it just stayed do the same.
No. So say, you know, you had the funds in your account 8 months into our relationship and you just wanted to pay the loan off, you could, and you'd be discounted 5% of that. So we'd take 5% off of the total and that would be your payback. Does that make sense?
5%.
Yeah, so yeah. You get a 5% discount basically for a early payment.
Oh. And that's the best you guys can do.
That is. Another option is halfway through the loan, we can revisit it, adjust the rates if you needed a longer term, and all that good stuff too. So there's a lot of options there, you know, once our relationship has started.
Okay. You know what? You give me a lot of stuff. I can think about it, and then that loan, that loan will be secure, correct?
The equipment. If we do it through equipment finance, that's a secure loan. The working capital is an unsecured loan, and that's why the interest is a little bit higher, because we're taking more of the risk that way. There's nothing tied to the loan itself. So if you decide not paying us, we would kind of be screwed and just, you know, have to eat the, you know, eat that money basically. So that's why it's a little bit higher as far as the interest is concerned.
So let me ask something. When you said equipment finance, right? Let's say I'm buying the car. How are you guys going to finance those cars?
We would pay, if you go to auction, we would pay them directly. You let us know what you found, and then we set up a payment arrangement with you that would be 2 to 5 years, like a traditional loan, a monthly payment, you know, no down payment required, usually just a first month's payment. And again, there is a, you know, early payment discount with that as well.
Okay. What is the inquiry to do that?
So all we would need to do to look into that is we have a one-page application. We need to look at some bank statements and the first couple pages of your tax return, and just, you know, some quotes or some invoices that gives us a ballpark of what you're looking for. And with that information, I could package it for underwriting, and then we could turn around and make an offer to you in about 48 hours. We could have that ready for you, so when you do hit the auction, you just let us know. We can unlock that cash for you, go to the auction, pick up your vehicles, and, you know, we go from there.
Okay, let's put it this way. If I deal with the private dealers, you can do the same thing too?
Yes.
Okay. Send me that location, and I did not mind to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you sure the interest not going to be changed? I mean, it's not like 6 months down the road, oh, you know what, the
no, it never varies. There's no fluctuation in the interest rate. It's, you know, what's on paper there is what it's going to be. We're extremely transparent with regards to that. We're not trying to sneak in any hidden fees or any of that crap, you know.
I mean, if I pay early before the 5 years,
I think it's between 4% and 5% discount.
But when you said 5% or 4% discount, is that equipment finance? This is with what? With, you said 4.9 or 4.1?
No, 4% to 5% discount. If you
want,
with the equipment, yeah, this starts at about 4%, and then, you know, again, we need to look at credit, and then how long you've been in business. There's a couple factors involved. Yeah, but normally, you keep it, you know, between 4 to upwards of maybe 8% if you know, things look good. If there's some issues there, then it might be a little bit higher. How would you rate your credit, personal credit?
762 or 754, I think.
That's you're well above the national average, so you know, I could tell you this, that your interest rates are going to be towards the lower end of things with regards to that. How long have you guys been in business?
I don't play around with my credit. I never did, and I never will.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's you're well above the national average there. So it sounds like you're gonna be on the lower end of things with regards to our rates because of the credit. How long has the business been around?
Since 2009.
Yeah. Do you have about 7 years in business as well? These are all factors that are going to work in your favor for our programs here.
Yeah, I do, I think.
So, you know, I could mail you out the application and just a list of the other items you would need. And once you get that back, we could turn around and make you an offer inside of 48 hours.
Yeah, no problem. You can do that. Sure.
Okay. I'll get that over to you in about 15 minutes here. And then did you want me to follow up with you this afternoon or follow up with you Monday? Or?
No problem. Yeah, Monday is good.
Okay. So I just want to confirm the email address. I have FCLSLIMOO?
Oh, yes, correct.
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll have that over to you in about 15 minutes. And do you have any questions for me while we're still on the phone?
No. I'm good.
Okay. Hey, well, I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.